What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do, and we talk about all the good things. We talk about the good, the bad, the ugly. We talk about family. We talk about relationships and all that jazz. And you might get a little advice in the process because it's coming from two fathers. It's coming from two husbands. We brothers. We uncles. Two black men. That's why it's called Let Us Tell It.
Damn right.
This is the last episode of 2023. Mm-hmm. This is the After Dark episode. It's actually dark outside right now.
Yeah,
I thought it was blinds right here.
It was against fire code. We put this wall up over the window.
Hey, don't be putting that out. Anyway, ain't windows and wall back there.
Yeah, ain't nothing back there.
But we've been, if you ain't on anybody's Patreon, whether you on Mel and Grez, whether you on me and Angels, y'all missing out.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because we've been sitting here talking to Patreon for I don't know how long. We done said some shit that we probably shouldn't have.
Yep.
But only Patreon gonna get that.
Yep.
All right?
And you better not put it out, Patreon.
I know. Because we do got some people that be on the alley that we got our Patreon.
Oh, shit. Okay. I want to mention that.
Man, don't mention that. Yeah, time? Man. Leave them assholes alone. Anyway.
What is it called? Backstreet Alley? Back Alley?
Backstreet Boys.
Down Alley. What's it called? Street Alley? Alley. Bunny Alley. It's something
Chapstick.
Alley. Lipstick Alley. Y'all tripping on Lipstick right. Alley. But anyway, let me get this off my chest, man.
Hold on. We usually kick this off with getting something off our chest.
Yeah.
That's when we literally get something off our chest, not in the figurative sense. But in the not in the literal sense, but the figurative sense, where
they understand.
Yeah, pressure bus pipes. Speak on a goose.
Look, I was once one of you all. I tried to be a rapper back in the day, but y'all boys out here tripping. I'm talking about YSL, YFN, Melly. I know Melly's one of them. Young Melly something, whatever his acronyms are, along with all these other acronyms.
I don't know anybody you named out, but go ahead.
Yeah. Y'all need to come together. All the rappers need to come together, have a convention, and talk about how y'all can help each other live and flourish like these pop singers, these country singers, that live up to like 70, 80 years old. Y'all boys out here getting it just bad at it, man. All these guys got these RICO cases in jail. This young dude just in Atlanta. Oh, see, I wasn't going to mention no unalive.
Look, I was trying to.
I wasn't going to mention
up.
No unalive. So I
was trying to pull Goose out the graveyard for this episode because we was in the morgue all last week.
Man. Like, do better, like, hey, man. Y'all just start. Let's start doing more positive actions, man. Yeah, that just do better, please. Cause that's all I hear, and that's all I see is rappers throwing their lives away. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anything you need to get off your chest, man?
I would like to actually speak on that a little bit, just for a second. It's like, I know Jay-Z, he said it in an interview, I think with David Letterman, where he was saying, you know, a lot of rappers probably didn't have a record until they had a record.
Mm.
Like, they didn't have a case or a lawsuit until they put out an album and they had to get popular.
Yeah.
So they figured, let's do this. And it's like the new younger generation, granted, rappers was getting shot and killed when we was coming up, but it wasn't to this extent.
Nah.
It wasn't like this. Like, God, I mean, a lot of rappers we knew from back in the day still living, got kids that's trying to rap.
Yep.
Like, so it is getting a little crazy. It's something I want to get off my chest. Me and Angel, we got Angel another truck this week. You know, her truck got totaled.
Oh, so they did total it out.
Yeah, they totaled that bad boy out.
Bet.
Thank God, because we didn't want that thing back. We didn't want it back at all.
Okay.
Anyway, truck got totaled out. We went to get another one, shopping around. We already knew we was going to get our Escalade. We just needed to figure out which one, because if we didn't want black, because everybody in California drives a black Escalade if they're not driving a Tesla. That's like the next vehicle you see is an Escalade, and it's always black. If it ain't black, it's going to be white. Every now and then, you'll see a gray one. I said, we can't get one of those three colors, so I found what color is it considered? It's not, I always want to call it champagne. It's not champagne.
Khaki.
It's tan. It reminds you of champagne.
Khaki, tan, champagne.
Yeah, it's one of them colors. Desert, it's like a real sand. Light desert sand. That's what it is. Desert sand. Thank you, Greg. Anyway.
That was in my crayon box.
So, took a whole lot of hunting and looking. The family found one that wasn't black, white, or gray. Did find a gray one, way too expensive. I was like, that's stupid. Anyway, so I'm in the dealership inside they got the cars on the showroom floor.
Uh-huh.
If you walk up to a car on the showroom floor,
yep,
the window's down, and you are intrigued by the car, what would you do?
I would open the door.
What about if the door was locked on the outside?
I would reach in and unlock it.
I was in the Cadillac dealership.
Mm-hmm.
They had all these, what's this called? A Cadillac? I think it's called a Lyric.
Okay.
It's an electric car, all electric. Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious. Oh, what's Cadillac doing with the electric? Let's see what the Lyric is doing.
That's
let's
a
see
huge
what it's about.
Car to be electric.
No, the Lyric is not an Escalade. It's small. Okay. It's like a small crossover.
Oh, okay,
not
okay.
Small. It's kind of, yeah, it's like a crossover.
Okay.
They are supposed to be coming out with electric Cadillac. We're going to see. That's what I'm waiting on. The electric Cadillac, electric Navigator, Suburban, Expedition. Then I'm going to jump in the electric world. Until then, kiss my ass. Anyway, so I reach in, unlock it. Bad, bad, bad. Alarm goes off. That's the same look I had on my face. They can't hear me, but I'm yelling, why in the hell would you have a car in the showroom floor, windows down, with the alarm on? And they can't find the key. One dude comes over. He looks at the little code. He starts scrambling. Everybody's scrambling, looking. I was like, this is stupid.
That's wild.
I stood right by the car. I started dancing to the.
Yeah.
I don't even care at this point. I said, before I leave, if they lock it and turn the alarm on again, I'm going to set it off again, because this is stupid.
That is dumb, man.
Y'all dumb. Angel's like, why would you do that? No. I said, don't come at me with that bullshit.
Oh, she asked you why you did
that. Yeah, what are you doing? I said, no. I'm always wrong. You know, I'm the husband. I'm always wrong. I don't give a shit.
Right,
I even went to
you.
The manager.
I'm right there with you.
I said, you realize how stupid that is? To have a car on the showroom floor for people to look at?
Yeah.
And the alarm is on with the window down? Do you not want people to get in the car and set it in and feel it?
I'm definitely not buying it now.
I was already in the finance process, but not for the Lyric, for the Escalade. But at that point, I didn't care how much I inconvenienced them or annoyed anybody. I said, this is stupid, y'all. What are we doing? Keep it. They were some that was locked, windows up. I get. Maybe it's a demo.
Yeah.
It ain't meant for nobody to look at. But this one apparently is ready. The alarm works. Idiots.
All of this robbing and stealing in the store.
They thought that.
They like, ain't none of these kids going to run in here and steal all the Escalades, all the Cadillacs. Can y'all imagine?
That'd be the next thing they hit.
Woo! 80 kids run up to a car dealership.
Let's talk about that. That's what really pissed me off about the holiday season and these young, stupid-ass kids.
Y'all know it's about to go down.
Oh.
Y'all might.
Is they running in these stores and stealing?
I hope they do it while I'm around.
No.
I'm pulling my shirt. You know what I'm saying? I'm grabbing it with them. Hey,
you can't run with them kids. You caught. You done been done strained that hand me. Ah! I was like, get that. Arrest his old ass. He probably drove these little kids here. Arrest that nigga that just failed. Hey.
Then you try to stretch out with him. Come on. Let go. Y'all just gonna leave me, man. Be gone.
Here we go like hell.
Probably snatched the shoes
they
I stole.
Gonna call me. I'm like, he did what? I be damned.
Trying to run down the escalator.
You imagine the surveillance footage? Everybody scattering. Goose dragging himself with his arms because both his hamstrings are locked up.
Oh.
Hey,
or but, trying to hide underneath the clothing like that. I got to save myself. Right.
Man, come on. Put your hands behind your back. Look, that's what pissed me off about it. I'm Christmas shopping right now.
Oh, man.
I don't want to have to go to a damn store. This is stupid. You got tears in your eyes. I do too. I don't want to have to go to no damn store and check my name in, wait in a line just to get in there and pay too much damn money to, at the end of the day.
They're not allowing kids that aren't over 21 to enter some stores.
They should have clocked that a long time ago. You too damn young to be in here buying shit. If you got it like that, send your assistant. I don't know. Like, I was at the mall today, and I was looking, you know, looking for Christmas gifts and stuff. And there was a couple of stores I went to, and they was like, okay, we can put your name on the list. I'm not about to wait and y'all text me so I can come back. And the dude saw the frustration on my face. The other two I walked away from, he was just like, if you just want to come in and look around, you can do that, and then I can put your name for an associate to help you, because, you know, it's like limited people.
This is Apple?
No.
What is this?
What's Apple?
The Apple store.
No, I'm saying just stores in general.
Oh, okay.
This is like some of the luxury stores.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, just higher-end clothes and, like, bags and stuff. And I'm like, what? And I was like, oh, to look around, because I don't know exactly what I'm getting. He said, no, if you want to come in and look around, because I have my mama with me.
Yeah.
Vlogging camera and stuff. I'm like, look, I'm not. Come on, look at the gray. Ain't nobody with gray hair ran out of no store with nothing. I can promise you that.
Come on.
This is my ID right here. Like, come on.
And have them, man, y'all know good and well, them stores are buying them damn bags for $10 and selling it to us for $250. If I steal a bag, that's not hurting you. One person, I could see if it was a gang of us.
No, they've been running up in Louis and Gucci.
But what I'm saying is, if it's a gang of us, yeah, y'all need to wait one at a time. But if it's just me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not.
Well, last year.
Oh, snap.
Now, listen, last year.
One person got 50 bags.
Me and mama walking Neiman Marcus. And we sitting there walking, and I'm looking around. I was like, yeah, Ma, because we had just left one of the stores. And I was like, yeah, so last year, I said, Mama, I think I was on the phone with you. This dude was trying to run out. She said, I was with you. I was like, you was here? She said, yeah, that dude tried to run out. And it was this big security dude, like, about to get him. And he had to move, so he dropped the bag and then ran out the door.
Dang.
And then there was cops outside, so they ended up going on the other side of the parking lot. I don't know if they caught him or not. But I was just like, shit, I don't remember what I was going to say. Oh, it always ain't just one person. Sometimes it's just one individual. But I don't know if they caught them. But, yeah, they don't always work in groups like that. But I'm like, they did bust an area where they be taking all them bags.
I saw that. And it was in a warehouse. And it just
like 300,000, yeah. But on the news, they were showing, like, ramen noodles and, and milk. I'm like, where's the luxury bags at?
Hey. They need to hire young dudes, 15 to 20, pay them $25 an hour just to sit there and hawk these niggas down when they start running. Oh, wait. Just catch one of them, because that one is going to snitch on the rest of them.
Uh-huh.
That one, there's a video on Instagram. These two older
women. They're
going to
end up
women,
working with these.
Yeah, they like, hey,
they just paid me $25.
I'm going to catch you. You ain't going to have nothing. I'm just going to catch you. But you ain't going to have shit.
Yeah.
And that's going to
be they're going to have their boys come. Yeah. Hey, just act like you're going to run. Just tell them I caught you. Trust me, they're going to let you know.
Racking up. These two women shoplift at TJ Maxx or Macy's.
TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx. When I tell you, what's the place?
It's the discounted.
Hold up. It's discounted. But these women, 40 probably, they didn't run. They didn't skip. They had a cart, and their carts were full to capacity. They just walked right on out. Did nobody touch them? They were just...
Because they can't. As an employee, you can't. Did you see them doing it at Home Depot?
I didn't see them at Home Depot.
Man,
Hold up. They were at Home Depot doing it?
It was dudes loading up
tomorrow.
Carts, baskets, just full of power tools, just walking out the door. Because all they do is they got the dude, let me take the little Sharpie and wipe your security, your receipt.
Yeah.
And it's like, as an employee... you ain't about to get in no fight for that merchandise. Nah. And it was just like card out people just casually walking out, loading up their trucks and pulling off.
Y'all look at the average person that's in Home Depot shopping. The average man and the old woman shopping. Look at their hands. Them hands gonna look like bricks.
Yeah, you ain't.
You ain't about to stop no and Home Depot frequent yeah. shopper. They gonna break your face.
At least out here in California, the only store
is gonna be.
Yeah, the only store to be on top of it out here in California is Best Buy, because they have armed security starting like November 15th.
Yeah.
Through Black Friday, through the holidays, they got armed security right there at the door.
Like, we ain't gonna do.
Yeah, we keeping our TVs. Yeah. You gonna have to pay for
and
this.
All them little electronics.
Yeah.
Nah, you ain't about to sneak up. But let one of these groups do their thing while I'm in the store. I'm like, hey, Mel, go. Just go.
Oh, yeah, this podcast gonna blow up because you gonna get caught.
Y'all, I've been working out.
Mel ain't with that smoke. She don't want that.
They gonna be trying to get me.
What you gonna do?
Fake their way swim move. Be getting up out of there. Oh, talking about swim moves. Hold up.
That's what be going on in your mind when you run. That security footage gonna say something different. It's gonna look a whole lot different.
I should have took my shoes off. I should have ran my shoes off. Yeah. I'm faster without my shoes.
That was a thing back in the day. You taking shoes off.
Feet be all scraped up. Anyway, I was about to talk about the swim move.
Go ahead.
So swim move, football. My partner, dude I grew up with in Decatur, Georgia. He's a Southwest DeKalb alumni. His name is John Adams. He's the head coach for Cedar Grove High School now. And they won their third state championship just this past week. Would have been their fourth. I want y'all to look this up. Everybody start what you're doing.
Say it again. Where's
John Adams, Cedar Grove High School.
Absolutely.
Look this up. Last year they played Sandy Creek, I believe. And they were robbed. Straight up robbed. Sandy Creek, hopefully I'm not getting it wrong. Sandy Creek was trying to get in for a touchdown. They were stopped at the 1 yard line. Like literally, this guy did not make it into the end zone. And they had the video. He did not make it into the end zone. It was clear that he did not make it to the end zone. The ref said touchdown, and that's how they lost. When y'all see this video, Cedar Grove versus Sandy Creek. When you see this video, you will never bet on another football game in your life. Yeah,
well, the hell with the let's give this man his flowers.
But yes, it's outstanding, man. This Decatur, Georgia, he grew up there.
Absolutely.
School there. Now he's coaching there, doing an amazing job with their program. Shout out to my partner DJ Williams. He the DB coach, and just a host of other fellas that I probably know that's helping out over there. But killing the game.
Absolutely. Man. Congratulations to him.
Yeah, man.
It's beautiful to see. Absolutely.
Coach John Adams.
Absolutely.
Goddamn, Coach John Adams. All right. Moving on.
You got to hit the phone?
We're looking at the phone for Patreon and comments, so I don't got my notes with me.
You need your notes?
But let's hit on this. This just came to me.
Keep going.
I saw this comment about this is old, I believe, this whole topic about black people using washcloths and white folk not using washcloths. Is this a thing? And washcloths are for poor people.
I didn't hear that.
Okay.
However, when I saw this came out, when I was going through, because I was curious about that myself, going through the comments from the people commenting that seemed like they don't use washcloths, or from the people commenting, it seemed like a fact, like it was true.
Damn.
But I don't know for sure because I ain't never took no shower with nobody white. There was one white girl back there. Sorry. Mm. I ain't.
He said, yeah, one on back on Kentucky. Where you thinking? Yeah. Back of the farmhouse. What? Patreon. Any of y'all have, you know, Caucasian friends that don't use washcloths?
Yeah. It sounds like it might be a cultural thing. I don't know.
But how do you, like, clean your ass? With your fingernails? How do you get up in there to clean? What are you using? The bar soap?
Yeah.
Look. Good. One, there's I use two rags in the shower. One straight for my booty. Because I'd be damned if I wipe my booty clean and then wipe my face and my eyes and my lips, my mouth, all that other stuff. So I got two rags.
You imagine the type of hair that's coming out of this man's butt crack.
Woo! That's why I got two of them. You understand me? Because I know that hair. That woo.
Oh, man. I was editing that episode. Yeah, I was laughing. Go ahead.
Check the last episode out. That was an inside joke. But hair in your booty crack. Your hair in your booty crack. That shit holds all type of stuff. Yeah. So, and y'all know white boys, I ain't gonna say all white boys, but them folk be hairy. I mean, talking about hairy where their clothes sit on top of their hair, not on their skin. And you ain't using a brush, a rag to clean that area. You know what? That's why them Europeans brought all that disease over here to them damn Indians and everybody else that was over here living life, and all that disease came because they weren't clean. They ain't know how to wash their ass. Can you, man? From now on, when I go any, if well, I don't have, I only got two white friends, maybe three. I don't kick it with them like that because they in different states, but. I'm texting them tomorrow. Do you use a washcloth when you take a shower?
Yeah. I got enough white people who are like I'm really close to where I could comfortably ask that question. However, most of them are either affiliated
or married to a black woman.
With a lot of black people are married. Like my one white friend, we actually work together, my boy Adam. And he played on football team, high school, college. He's always surrounded by black dudes to the point to where, to this day, he uses cocoa butter. He asked me one day, he was like, why do black people use cocoa butter? He said, I use it because that's what I'm used to using because I was always, he's like, but why? He's using it. Don't even know
why. Don't even know why.
But, hey, I will tell you this. It ain't a single black woman alive that can deny how attractive a white dude is. Every time they see him, they be like, that's a fine-ass white
boy. Right, all that cocoa butter.
But nah, what I will say is, like, me and Goose, we both work with our hands. Mm-hmm. Y'all know I love cars, love working on, you know, my own cars. And the difference in using, like, if your hands are full, especially, like, under your nails, if I didn't wear gloves when I'm working on, like, something, if your hands are full of oil, grime, and dirt, and you wash your hands, usually you just do it with a bar of soap, you'll see the difference versus using a bar of soap or whatever you're using to wash your hands, and you add a rag to that equation, how much cleaner the rag will get your hands. Not even just trying, just having a rag in your hands as you're washing your hands. It does a completely different cleaning process. Like your hands are fresh and clean by the time you're done versus with the without the rag, you will like have to like take something and get under your nails, scrub certain areas harder. Well, you just use that rag and it's just like, huh. Yeah, I think it might be a cultural thing.
I'm gonna look this up.
It might be the thing to where if you said like I don't know, I didn't see this, but you said how it's like using like the poor people use rags.
Yeah.
When you said that, it was kind of like I was reading this thing and I was reading this article and then it directed me to this documentary called Something That Made Us. I can't remember what it was called. Mm. But it was just talking about history and like how things came to be. Mm. And it was talking about back in the day how people, poor people, used to color their teeth to make their teeth look like they were rotten.
make them look like they're rotten?
Yes, because sugar was expensive, and only the wealthy could afford sugar. And you knew someone was wealthy because their teeth was rotten because they could afford sugar. Poor people's teeth was not rotten, so they used to color their teeth to make them look rotten. To look wealthy.
Look here, man.
Ain't that some shit? This is back when sugar was expensive. Way back before cars, people was traveling horse and carriage, no electricity. People were still faking the funk.
This proves to you, sugar is the disease mechanism of everything.
Check this out. Listen to this. You've seen mummies. You've seen ancient bodies that they find in tombs and stuff. You've seen those skeletons.
Yep.
Are their teeth not always in perfect condition?
Full straight line teeth.
Lack of sugar. There was no sugar. Mummies back in the day, granted, some of them didn't live as long. They still have full teeth. But you dig up, you go to a graveyard right now and look at them goddamn teeth.
I wonder how the veneer is going to hold up.
What's it made? It's porcelain, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
It might still be there. I don't know.
But.
Let me not.
You open up somebody's casket.
I almost slipped.
They're going to be like,
Yeah. That's what you You know what I mean? That like the movie The Mummy.
Yeah.
Every time they open the coffin, they make a noise. And,
Ain't going to be white as hell.
Yeah.
How the hell?
Big bleach blue teeth.
Man. Dang. Folk be getting dead. Well, anyway.
Back to the rag washcloth thing.
Y'all need to make sure y'all clean your booties if you ain't out there cleaning your booties. With rags, not your hands. With something that can remove the dirt. Come on now.
That's interesting too.
What's that?
They said Japanese people used to paint their teeth black. It was a sign of wealth. But I heard they did it in England too. I heard they did it in England, like all those places. Like,
this is interesting.
Paint their teeth black to make, it was a sign of wealth because it's like, oh, you could afford.
You eat
basically,
sugar.
You could afford things that weren't good for you was what it boiled down to. But back then, it was just a sign of wealth.
Eat sugar.
Being funky must be a sign of wealth, Goose.
That must be what it is. Boy, you smell like shit. You worth some millions, then, ain't you?
Uh-huh.
You ain't cleaning your ass.
What did that? Was that Jamie Foxx? He said he went to Africa for the first time.
Said he was like off that first layer.
Yeah. He said, "Man, he look at me like, man, you smell like shit. What's that smell? You smell like shit." Yes, it does smell like shit, doesn't it? Because he said, "I stink to them, and they stink to me."
Hey, that's funny. Yeah. He was acting like he was the giraffe.
Yeah.
Man, I need to watch that back. Man, we were talking about being dirty.
It don't even matter. Y'all, this is the last episode of the year, so we're going to do what we want.
We were talking about being dirty, though. And let me tell you some more dirty shit. This some sick. You like this segue.
I'm going to be shocked as hell tomorrow or whenever I edit this and be like, damn, we got to take that out. Nope, take that shit out.
Let me tell y'all about this dirty thing this tenant did. First, I hope not. I hope if you are in the comments or watching this, if you one of these tenants, I don't wish death on nobody.
Is it hot?
Not really. Not me. Not yet.
No, I'm drunk.
I don't wish death on nobody, but I hope you had the worst toothache for at least 3 weeks.
Oh, that's if shit, you that might be these, worse than death, right?
Yeah,
there.
If you one of these people, if you sign a lease to rent a place, respect and fulfill this contract, okay? All right. Don't get mad at your landlord, at anybody else coming to you saying, "Hey, rent is due. Pay the damn rent, okay? And if you can't pay the rent, leave without breaking windows, without putting holes in the wall, without flooding the place." This dude that I'm talking about mixed up some concrete and poured the concrete. It was quickcrete too.
Yeah.
He came here. Poured the concrete in every drain in this guy's house. I'm talking about the toilet, the sinks, the bathtub. He went to the laundry room. and poured it down the laundry sink. The laundry sink? What are you even thinking about? Like,
I know. Let me get the laundry sink. We got a laundry sink. I forget all the time.
You was the devil, man.
Every time I walk in the laundry room, I'm like, damn, there's a sink in here. And you remembered?
And you mad as hell. You remember the laundry sink? Man, this guy poured concrete. This guy is on Instagram because, you know, my feed be feeding me everything. This guy is going through his house. And I'm like, why is
he recorded it or the landlord?
The landlord recorded it.
Oh, okay. Or recorded the aftermath.
Yeah. And all you see are these blocks of concrete. And he left the bag of concrete. Yeah. In the laundry room. So I guess he made it up in there.
Yeah. To wash his clothes.
Use the rag for that one, man. And make sure you get all that concrete. Man, y'all stop doing that. And if you're related to somebody like that, damn it. Don't be related to them. Tell them to stop doing it. That's some bull, jive, turkey, slime ball, messing with your sister type stuff, man. Just nasty.
What?
It's just messed up. It's messed up. Now I'm getting a little hot. Now, it's just messed up, man. I was talking about this, about the Airbnb, the people staying in people's Airbnbs. Yeah. People put all their money into these projects, into these investment properties, for you to just come up and legitimately just shit on them. Like, for no reason. They didn't do you wrong. They didn't do anything to disrespect you.
Right.
You signed the lease. And you come over, and you're not even getting anything out of it. Other than, well, I guess you is happy as hell walking out of there. Let them fix this. Because if that concrete makes it all the way through the house to the main, to the street, then you got to dig up everything and replace all the pipes if it makes it there. But anyway, stop being dirty.
That's why, man, you got like, I know, like, all right, so I know there's places where they're, like, running a business. They might have a bunch of investment properties. Like, when me and Angel had our podcast on tour, we went to one spot, and they said, because we, you know, we had our merch, we had our luggage, we had everything, and we had to get an Airbnb. I think this was in D.C. Mm-hmm. And so we ended up, we usually was doing hotels. This time we had to do an Airbnb. And they said you got two flights of steps to go up. No, one flight of steps. We was like, cool. I was like, all right, I can handle that. Like, Angel can get a bag. Victory can get her bag. And then, you know, I can get my bag. And then I can just take trip stuff, taking the other stuff back up. Taking the other stuff up that one flight of steps. That ain't bad at all. We get there. Goose. I'm not exaggerating. 13 flights of steps.
At the Airbnb.
13 flights. So the person putting up the advertisement that we're conversing with.
So for you, what was that, like 3 steps?
Kiss my
Angel, I know she ass. Had an issue.
But it was 13. For me, it was 3. For you, it was 68. Nah, so we get there, and of course, we piss. And D.C., middle of summer, it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't normal hot. It's hot.
Dang.
Humid. And I'm like, well, like, it did. Hold on, was this DC? Yeah, it was DC. Because we left DC, then we went straight to Philly. So we called the person, and of course, it's somebody different this time. Mm. And Angel's like, no, I've been talking to whoever the person was. So then we let them know, this is like, it would benefit y'all if y'all gonna be leasing these places out and renting them out if you actually come look at it, because you told me. Mm-hmm. It was one flight. This was 13 flights. We had 4 merch bags. We had my luggage, Angel's luggage, and Victory had 2 bags. That's 8 bags. Mm-hmm. We had to, 3 people had to get up 13 flights. And I'm like, and so Angel, she tore them into a new, so that pissed me off.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying with that, with this is like, if it's places that don't really, somebody that's leasing this stuff out, that's renting this stuff, that's talking to these people, and they not communicating with the people that's actually going to be there, or they not haven't even seen it. It's just a business for them. And they're just like, oh, yeah, we got this unit. The paperwork says this. I ain't never seen it.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
So, but on the other hand, yeah, that pissed me off. Somebody like that would deserve it. But on the other hand,
I was about to say, pour concrete down this food.
Yeah, that they definitely deserve it. Yeah. If it's a rent or something. But at the same time, like, with that particular thing, you got to vet people. You got to know who you're dealing with. I know you can't always tell, but you got to get energy of people, know who you leasing your property to. If they don't seem like they have integrity, man, take that loss and find somebody else. Don't just let anybody lease your goddamn property, because this kind of stuff can happen. But I would take that fool to court. You think you just losing your security deposit? I'm pressing charges. No, destruction of property.
Miss Laney say her Section 8 tenant took the kitchen sink. These mugs took the sink. They got evicted and took the entire sink.
Yeah, you don't have to replace all the pipes. If somebody does that, you will have to replace, depending on how far it went. Any pipe that concrete went down, depending on how far it went, yeah, you will have to replace.
Oh, man.
But took the goddamn, what you going to do with it?
That's what I'm saying. It's literally, you going through all that
trouble. Yeah, trouble.
You being so petty. Not knowing kitchen sink is so easy to replace. I'd rather you take my kitchen sink than pour concrete down my drains. Yeah. But yeah.
No, I'm coming for you. I got all your information. I got your social security number. I got
I'm about to open credit cards.
I ain't got your address no more. I got your credit. Oh, yeah, I got all of that.
I'm about to mess your credit
credit report.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do nothing.
That's what you got to do. You got to start a side scamming business with some people that do you over. I'm about to ruin all of this.
Oh, man. Okay. We were talking about you got to know somebody. You got to know and vet the person.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
That you renting
to. The integrity of them.
But you also have to vet the person you are dating.
Yeah.
Understand who these people are.
Oh, yeah.
Why you dating.
Are you going into the topic of the quarter? I ain't going to say of the year. It's the topic of the quarter, definitely.
Quarter. And it's...
Y'all know what we talking about.
He going to remember this for the rest of his life because he's royally screwed up because it ain't all him. But that's Jonathan really
good.
Majors.
This Manhattan is good. God dang.
It is good.
I'm going to save something for the house. You want me to save something?
Yeah, you save something.
I'm just going to get a little bit more.
Are you doing the cider stuff at the house? The cider?
I think so. They went out looking for the ingredients tonight because they couldn't find the ingredients nowhere.
All right. Jonathan Majors, he was with this girl for 2 years, I believe. So that's enough time to vet somebody and to see who they are, how they are. And she was with him for 2 years, you know. And from what it seems like she looked over red flags because it seems like he had an aggressor. He was, you know.
Aggressive.
I wouldn't say an abuser because I don't know if he
stern,
whatever.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, he had an anger issue
according to her.
Yeah, according to her. And she seemed to have a drinking problem according to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You have to. You can't look at these red flags and just dismiss them because stuff like this happens. This man, Jonathan Majors, especially this goes out to everybody that has something to lose. You got something to lose. You got to be, precautious. Like, you got to cross every T, dot every I.
They've been together for 2 years?
I believe so.
Okay.
I don't know anybody on earth.
Earth. With two F's. That's how I'm saying it. Earth.
That wouldn't want to be a Marvel superhero.
Or villain. Give me the villain role.
Or villain. What would your villain name be?
D's. I knew I was going to get him. He's silly, man.
Can you imagine that?
All you hear in the background,
These nuts. Smash.
Y'all see what I'm dealing with?
That is, these nuts. Oh, man. That'll be a crazy villain name, these nuts.
Who's the perpetrator? I'm suspecting these nuts.
Oh, the judge reading it.
Okay. State versus these nuts. These nuts.
Oh, my God. What have we done? Man, go ahead, Google. Oh, my gosh.
But
this is a bad idea.
What I'm saying is, this man blew a dream for every, I know for men, to come and be a superhero or villain in a Marvel movie.
Cause you almost guaranteed to get multiple.
That's for life, man. They might bring you back 20 times after you done died in a movie.
Has anybody like started their career in Marvel, or were they already big? I know people have blown up from Marvel. Mm-hmm. But nobody like started like their first or not for not first second or third movie. I think they were already like on their
already
way.
Already actors,
yeah, like on their way.
Whoever
regardless.
That Spider-Man dude, the young Spider-Man,
the youngest one,
yeah, I think he started.
Oh, maybe so. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but everybody ultimately, no matter what they did before Marvel. Is now known concrete stern for Marvel.
Oh,
Black Panther, all the characters.
You're going to come back, definitely. Shuri from Black Panther? I don't know her real name.
Oh.
The sister? She could have been in other things. I don't recognize her from.
I think so.
Let me think. No, she was in.
I don't think I saw her, seen her anything.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing her. Maybe her, because they could definitely wrap a whole bunch of stuff around her. I don't know if they will or not, but go
quite
ahead.
Sure they will, because her character, her presence, mm-hmm. everything about her, I would want to see.
Yeah.
What I was saying. Oh, yeah, he screwed that up. Everybody would want to be in that position. So
since you're right, yeah.
Where I believe this guy went wrong, one, because if you listen to their conversations, if you listen to her speak and this whole situation they got going on, they both sound kind of like they both have issues, but she sounds like a drunk.
Huh? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it in detail. Okay.
Yeah. She sounds like. This old little dizzy, drunk little girl, blase, blase. Yeah. That's what she sounds like. And it seems like he's been overlooking that. With the amount of money he has, with the reputation he has, being who he is, when she took his phone, that man should have simply got out that car. Or he could have simply, give me my phone back, this is over, and left it alone. Or got out the vehicle and walked off. Because now, any and everything he does, even when he picked her up to put her back in the car, not punch her, not push her back in, not strangled her and threw her in the car, picked her up, put her in, her head hit the top of the car.
So that was one of the harassment
now things? Now that's him assault. Abusing her.
Uh-huh. Or abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, or the harassment.
I think him picking him up, like pushing her back in the car was the harassment. And then the third degree assault or something was him taking the phone and her getting the injury.
And hurting her finger.
Yeah. I believe. I don't know for sure, but I believe those were the two.
Yeah. He was guilty of two of the charges. I'm not saying he didn't do it intentionally. I'm not saying he didn't mean to do it or whatever. But what I'm saying is it's very minimum, and that's him trying to leave the situation.
if he would have just left from the jump, get the hell on, go, he would have been fine.
No, I think they still would have found something to put on him.
Nah, all them, man, that dude was running.
Little white girl and a big black dude.
Blocks.
They had found something.
And you want to know what's crazy? Well, we going to get on this. They had blocks of him, cameras everywhere,
man,
showing every little.
That was 24.
You remember
the movie? The show 24? I didn't even know that was actually. I didn't think. Well, you know what? It's different because it was the state. Mm. They went and got all in footage. If it was a random ass black dude that got killed or a random ass murder, it ain't no way that them attorneys. Yes, it ain't no way that them attorneys wouldn't be able to get all that footage. Yep. That looked like a video game.
Yep.
It looked like Jack Bauer running through the city.
Yep.
It's just like, how is this even possible?
Yep.
They What's that movie?
Everything.
Enemy of the State.
Born Identity.
Born Identity, all of them.
Yep, they be doing all that facial recognition stuff.
Mission Impossible.
You saw the new one?
Mission in Born Possible. 24 hours.
In 24 hours.
Yeah.
They all looking for these nuts.
These nuts.
The villain. But yeah, I mean, obviously she took his phone. I'm not saying she was completely right. But for men, you have to cover. You got to make sure. You got to walk away, man. Have to. Yeah. Unless you ain't got nothing to lose.
Look.
Hey,
it was Kevin. You remember Kevin Hart's stand up? Where he was like, you know, me and my wife got into a fight.
Oh,
his
man.
First wife, he was like, and I thought I won until the police walked over and asked me, so do you want press charges? Look. That's in a situation where you know you done definitely got your ass whooped. Like, it seems like most states are going to swing. Like,
of course.
Regardless of race, they're going to favor probably on the woman's side.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they get into the details, maybe it might swing the other direction. Mm-hmm. But anytime you're talking opposite race and somebody black, we already got the deficit. But the two charges that he did get is just like, you know, me and Goose get into an argument and I don't know, this is my tripod, it's his phone, and we fighting over and I pull it away and I, you know, injure him in the process, or he injured me in the process, that's a charge, you know. And then the other charge of him putting her back in the car, both of us all, I don't know the rest of their relationship. I just know that they personally tried to go after him and that didn't work, or they dropped the charges and then the state went after him. And everything, you know, two of the four stuck.
Man, walk away.
Yeah, you got to walk away. Like you said,
take
red flags are red flags.
Yeah,
people see them, whether they choose to acknowledge them, mm-hmm. is something completely different.
You got to walk away.
Back in the day, there was a girl I was talking to, and she liked to get too physical too often. Mm. Not in a good way. Like, just playful banter. I didn't like how, like, rough. That I would like, and she was like smaller, so I was like, I don't like having to do this, and mm-hmm. you seem to enjoy it, or not even enjoy it, but this is what it takes for you to calm the hell down.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she come back and punch me real hard. Don't be punching me, because I'm going to have to punch you. Ooh. So I find myself like, don't do it. Oh, you scared. Nah, that ended real quick. That ended quick. I was like, I don't know. This ain't me. Look, I treat my Angel is a delicate flower, and I treat her as such, mm-hmm. mentally and physically. Like, I don't do the whole thing. So, like I said, there were red flags on both of them that they probably ignored. Pay attention. When somebody shows you who they are, believe them.
Yeah, because you will screw up your Marvel contract and whatever other contract. Shay, what year did you graduate from Savannah State?
Random behavior.
Right there. Also, yeah.
Oh, y'all, for
Nipsey
y'all listening,
Hustle,
for y'all listening, we
members.
For y'all listening, we talking about Patreon, talking to Patreon.
Oh, yeah,
say what
comments. One of the Patreons was talking about Nipsey Hustle telling people, well, mentioning gang members, and was saying they got cameras everywhere now, so y'all probably need to stop trying to
get on that.
Do on the streets. That's what I'm getting on. Because I got some segues this week. You talking about? Because they got cameras everywhere. And
segues not dealing with death.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Goose. So I mean, somewhat.
Yeah. So they got cameras everywhere. And in Atlanta, they have 24,600 and something CCTV cameras.
24,000?
24,000.
Or 2,400. Or 240.
Yeah, 24,800.
Oh, yeah, 24,800. What report was that?
And I don't know the report, man.
That's the. I was just curious, man. Go ahead.
Damn it.
Getting all aggressive. See, that's a red flag.
See? Yeah.
I'm leaving.
There you go. He shouldn't make any more comments. So Atlanta has 24,800 cameras in the city. And in this news article or whatever, the police chief was saying they were using these cameras to catch damn near all of the murder cases they had because of the cameras getting people's license plates.
Being able to track. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I vote put a camera on every corner possible, in every neighborhood, everywhere. If your dog shit on my lawn, I want to see it. Put the camera up, period. Because I ain't doing nothing wrong. I mean, until I do something wrong, but.
Then Greg will be like, nah, take these damn cameras out.
But, I mean, you basically have it already with everybody with the Ring doorbells. You know what I'm saying? So, damn near every home has a Ring doorbell or some type of visual aid.
We got Vivint.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's up already. I would want my street to be covered in cameras to catch whatever I need to catch. And while they at it, point some of the cameras to the sky so we can see all this
terrestrial
activity that's going on that people be seeing that don't know nobody ever catch it on camera, but then they come deliver this little paper mache alien to us.
They did. Did you see the dude presenting it though? I said, he don't look like he got an honest bone in his body.
I know he was holding this shit in. I know he was like, do not laugh when you go out there.
Just keep a straight face.
Do not laugh. We're
going to make this shit work.
He probably was like, my mama died. My sister died. He probably had to try to keep this
little bitty pelvis bones on.
I bet anyway. You they put these cameras up everywhere. We ain't going to have no more of this alien situation. No more of anything happening because it's gonna be covered. We gonna see what's happening.
Nah, I agree. I'm like, put cameras everywhere outside of people's private property or don't invade people's privacy, but in public, I think any and everything should have some type of CCTV surveillance something. Like Goose said, it would definitely crack down on a whole lot of BS. And help some things out. Look, me and Angel was on our way back from. We went and saw the new what's it called, Aquaman. Mm. We got invited. It wasn't the premiere. It's before the premiere. Mm. So like Jason Momoa was there. We met him. Took a picture with him.
How tall is he?
6'4".
Dang. So y'all you're big eye dude. To eye.
Yeah, we eye to eye. Angel said I may have like just like a maybe a quarter inch on, but that's a big dude.
What?
Yeah, he's nice, real nice. I even told him, I said, man, you got a lot of patience.
Yeah.
Because all them people rushed him when he got in and there was people around him. I was like, how's he doing it? Mm. But we were coming back from that and we on the interstate and this dude, it was a Tesla. He had to be doing every bit of 110. I mean, speeding down the interstate.
Dang.
And I'm like, yes, there should be 40 cameras on this goddamn interstate. Just
already,
this stretch.
Clocking him.
Getting pictures. Revoke that fool's license.
Yeah.
Because if that idiot gets into a wreck and kill themselves, so be it. They deserved it. But most likely, if they get into a wreck, it's going to end up injuring somebody else or killing somebody else and wiping out a whole family or a bunch of innocent people that was just trying to live their life. Then people like that need to be removed from the roads and civilization, period. So, yeah, I definitely, yeah, give me all the cameras. They were talking about putting, in L.A., they've been talking about putting speed limit cameras up.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, do it, please.
They're going to, with the cameras.
Electric cars, limit the speed.
That's exactly what I was about to say after what I was going to say.
My bad. Say it.
The cameras are going to help with trafficking, human trafficking. And with these electric cars, I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing, but if everybody's car is electric, I can control the speed of everybody's car. Mm-hmm. You won't go over 60 miles per hour in this zone. We were in Arizona on tour, and one of the venues was on the other side of the campus, and our hotel was on the other side. So I was like, shit, I'm going to just drive the scooter, the bird.
Yeah, birdie.
And get on through there. No. I hit that zone. I hit the college zone. As soon as I got on their campus, that scooter would not go more than 1 mile per hour. I had to get off. And matter of fact, I couldn't even leave it there. I had to walk it back to a certain zone so they won't charge me.
Oh.
Yes.
Because, yeah, got you. Yeah, I was in a, because you was in a zone that they don't.
I couldn't even ride it. So, and this is already on the scooters. Mm-hmm. So I know once these cars, once they get rid of all the gas cars, bro, you're not going past 60 miles per hour if they don't want you to. If you got a warrant for your arrest, got your ass. They're going to shut your vehicle down, lock your doors, and pick you up or drive you straight to wherever they need to drive you to. But
Ebony, I agree.
That's the ultimate goal. Because imagine that, having a computer-derived system that's controlling traffic, and you in your car, and this car speeding, slow you down, you would never have traffic.
Right.
Everybody will flow because you ain't driving.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
This is look how I look at it. In California, fully automatic guns are illegal, so they don't sell them, right? On any interstate in the United States of America, it is illegal to go. I don't think there's any interstate in the United States of America that goes above 75 miles an hour.
I haven't seen it.
There's no reason. Specifically these electric cars. And you know what? I'm kind of biased because a lot of gas cars can actually go faster, top out faster than an electric car. Electric motor only spins so fast. So it may top out at, 120, where you have a gas car, it may get up to 150.
140?
Yeah, 140, 150. Actually, I think the Tesla may top out at like 115 or something like that, 110. Where you have a gas vehicle, some of them will just keep going. Gas, you can't, it's harder. It's easier to turn off limiters to gas than it is electric. Anyway, there's things that are illegal, they just don't sell them.
Yep.
It's extremely easy to limit an electric vehicle. Granted, I see a lot of BMWs speeding like crazy. I see a lot of Range Rovers and G-Wagons speeding like crazy. All these things have computers in them. My truck, I got a notification on my screen a few months ago, probably earlier this year, asking to confirm something if I would allow them to access my software. And I was like, no, I declined it. I know everybody ain't done that.
Oh, yeah.
And in some of these newer cars, the G-Wagons, the Teslas, the BMWs, they can go in and limit that stuff. During Katrina, and some of these other, I think in Houston, not Katrina, but Houston, when they had the hurricane come through, they were able to go in and give these people more mileage.
That's crazy.
On their electric vehicle. Tesla was able to go in and give them more mileage for them to travel to get out of danger. If they can do that, they can limit the speed of these things. They can save some lives.
Yeah.
But they ain't going to do that. Why? It's all about money.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Like, why are you allowing these? Why are you making cars that go 100, 200 mile per hour.
And you can't, you're not allowed to travel at 200 miles an hour.
That's wild.
They got this, like there was the actor on, did you watch the show Succession?
I probably did, but I don't. I,
It's like a rich ass white family and the daddy's wealthy and the kids are trying to take over. It's a real good show.
The older, the dad is dying.
Yeah.
Yep. I watched it.
So, you know, the oldest brother on there that's not, that doesn't have, you know, he got into a really bad car accident. Nobody got hurt. He has a, he rode, drove a Rivian. I think, I don't know if it was an SUV or pickup truck, electric. And he ended up, he plowed through an intersection and ran into a building. Luckily, nobody got injured. Everybody at the crash site said, you know, he was very, like, apologetic. He didn't know what happened. He said the vehicle just took off. He don't know what happened. He was checking on people to make sure they were fine. But that vehicle, all these electric vehicles, they got like 1,000 horsepower.
That's wild.
Why does a vehicle need that much power?
1,000?
My truck has 450 horsepower, and it is scary when it takes off and I, if I smash on the gas. Like, scary. And I drove, I've driven some fast vehicles in my day.
Yeah.
I got a Lincoln Navigator, and that big-ass thing takes off, like, in a terrifying way if you hit the gas.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't need to go this fast. I will never go this fast. As fast as that thing is capable of. But they allow it. So America, things are going to keep happening.
America is the land of the free, home of the brave.
But it ain't.
God damn it.
We're going to wrap this up. We got
to go. If I want to fly, I want to fly. If I want to go fast, I'm going to go fast. Damn it. Let me tell y'all about my experience,
man,
at
the... We're going to keep going, man. Right. This is the last episode of the year. Hell with that. No, we're going to keep going.
Okay, okay.
Pour you some more drink.
Okay. Yo, I thought you saving it. That's why I ain't drinking no more.
We're going to save a little bit. I can go get some more. It's a total wine. It's cool. Here, put me some in there. It sound old as hell. You go get that. Clink, clink. Yeah. Did you give yourself the same amount? You got a little more. No.
I ain't stingy. Let you in your whole 50.
All right, stop. Yeah, we're going to walk down the street, grit something to eat after this.
Yep.
She calling you.
Oh, let's see.
Hold on, y'all. Goose is in trouble.
You on speakerphone, Mel. What's up? Hello?
Stop drinking.
Hey, look.
Oh, that's
yes, ma'am.
How you know? Oh, I put it on Patreon. You can see me.
Did she hang up?
She hung up.
Hey, first of all, he grown. Look, she ain't over here, so I'm going to talk shit. He grown. He can do what he want.
Mel.
Truth be told, Mel is scary.
Don't do that no more, though. You see these? These called pants.
Pants.
And I wear.
And tell her, it's nuts in them pants.
It's nuts in these pants.
Why'd you hesitate?
I had to make sure I'm saying, like, am I trying to get some ass tonight? Make sure. Hey, we went to, dang, what's the, oh, Squid Games. We went to the Squid Games.
Angel Shopping, I can do what the hell I want.
We went to the Squid Game event in LA, and it was amazing. I don't know if they do it anywhere else, but if they come to your city, go to the Squid Game experience. It was amazing.
Where's
that? Your boy downtown. It's downtown.
Okay, somewhere. I'm gonna call and talk shit to Kev because you know, if we had went to Squid Games,
hold on.
Oh, go ahead.
Let me finish. Your boy was leading the pack the entire time. I was number one until the last game. The last game, it was me and three other people. They were like the top four people. Y'all get to play this last game to see
not
who
with
wins.
Y'all. Or was the other group? Was it y'all's group or other people?
It was probably 24 of us.
Oh, okay.
And out of the 24, I was number one.
Okay.
And then the last four of us, but I was number one out of everybody.
No, was it like a private group? Or was it like
24
public?
People.
Okay.
And as you come in, they give you a ribbon and I guess they just count them up. Like, okay, there's 24 people. This is the group here. 24. Then that 24 go do the game.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you none of the game. Well, this one I would have to. But anyway, I had to balance. I had an object in my hand, and I had to balance another object on that object. Right?
Huh?
Okay. So I had a...
You had to balance one object
on
another.
I had an egg
object.
On a spoon.
Uh-huh.
And I had to balance the egg on the spoon. Everybody else had the eggs on
the
spoon.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You have to knock the egg out of the person's hand without touching the person, and you're in a circle.
Can you touch the egg though?
Yeah, yeah. You can touch.
Oh,
you
so
have
it's okay.
To hit.
Got you. So it's all about back motion.
It's all about that. Somebody yeah. your height, Kev, had the egg up here because nobody touched it.
Uh-huh.
But he went to try to hit somebody, and his failed. Y'all, when I tell you, I was so nervous.
Was your blood pressure up?
I was so, when they said play,
hold up.
Y'all, did nobody hit my egg? Did nobody approach me? Literally, my hand was like this. I was like, why my hand shaking? I could not control it. I could not control my hand. And it was just like, oh, I was like, why am I that? And the egg just dropped. I'm like,
are you serious? That was the last round?
That was the last
round. Oh, my God. You made it that far?
I made it that far. I was so nervous, man. I was like, I could not stop shaking. I grabbed my arm, and I was like, and it was just shaking. I could not stop. I was
too
so
scared
nervous.
For it, man.
That's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, what is going on for me?
The stakes was high. Exactly. He was like, this is it.
It's it. It was it. All eyes were on me. This Kev was on the other side. He was like, you from Decatur, Georgia. You better come. You don't cry. You don't dish. You the man. And I'm like, then nobody, they didn't even have to worry about, they didn't even have to worry about me. They were like, he's out.
Damn.
And I'm like,
damn.
Dang.
That's all right. You gonna get them next time, dude.
I got to do some breathing techniques. I got to go to therapy.
Yeah,
I got to figure out.
Get in your chin.
That's what I'm saying. I should have dropped right then and been like.
Then everything would have just slowed down for
that's
you.
What
you
I'm
just
saying.
Went by and knocked everybody. Then that surveillance foot, it'd be like, how did he win?
Would have walked by the camera like. Man, your boy was shaking and just nervous as hell. But
that's dope. Now I gotta get on.
It really bothers me though.
That
I lost.
That you lost
to that.
Oh,
bug.
You that competitive.
I'm that competitive. That's why I was about to say, Kev, I was like, hey.
No, I'm competitive too though.
I beat you, man. He was like, but you didn't win the game. No.
But I beat you.
I beat you.
So let me tell you about Vegas. We went axe throwing, right?
Oh yeah. Kev good at axe throwing.
He wasn't that good.
Oh, he wasn't that good?
Because he was over there playing with, like, Melissa and Quinn and all them, where it was me, Chance, Al, Los. We over. We got best on. We talking shit. It's loud. It's loud and aggressive on our side. So, Kev, he plays. I win two games over there with the fellas. Kev's over there playing, and he's winning. We like, Chance is like, you need to come over here on the real board and play. So we start throwing. This to a point nobody is dropping or missing. It's just about where the axe lands.
Ah.
It's rare somebody actually misses I ain't going to call them out like that. So it's like the championship, right? We start throwing.
I ain't got Parkinson's.
It's against people are like, you know it's how it starts. So it's against me. It's up me and Kev, right? We end up coming out on top because I won that game. So I throw, my first throw, Chance's brother, Al, hey, Tank, axe falls. I'm like, I ain't had an axe fall not once.
Yep.
Lo and behold, that's the game that Kev beat me by like 1 or 2 points. Not 1 point.
Uh-huh.
Kev like, yeah. Then I'm like, we got to go against them. Me and him did one. I would have wasn't paying attention. And I ended up driving. I was like, whatever, I don't care. He was like, yeah, I won. I said, you won one game. I won two over here with the rough players.
Yeah.
But whatever, but he's that competitive. He was just like, no, we got to do that again. So I'm like, no, we going to ask no one again.
I be loving playing Kev. Kev and who else was it? Oh, damn. I ain't going to mention. Yeah, Kev. I love playing Kev because he's competitive. And that's all. I don't care what it is. If it's flipping a coin, if it's seeing who can jump the farthest, who's fastest, this, that, I want you to want to win, and I want to disappoint you.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't be caring that much, too. I care, too, and then after that, I'm like, I don't care.
I be caring. I be hating. It's like when you wrestling with kids, when you was a kid wrestling, yeah. And that friend that just be dropping to the ground.
Look.
Man, I can't even slam. You shot like, what?
Let me tell you what Chance kept doing, though.
What's that?
So, Kev won or whatever, the rest of the weekend, we be sitting there talking. Chance would be like, hey, you know Tank mad because he lost ass. He just kept trolling me and bringing it back. Like, I didn't know. I'd be like, man, he'd be like, man, it's okay. I understand. I'd be like, huh? Yeah. Like, yeah, man, yeah, I get it, man. You know, don't worry about it, man. You know, just don't hold no hard feelings. I'm like, what you talking about? Man, you know Kev beat you at the ass, though.
All the time, he done lost.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. Chance didn't even get in the championship round.
He be throwing that shade.
Oh, yeah. It was fun, though.
That's what's up.
But
Christmas, no segue. So we trying to end it, right?
What you doing? Yeah, we going to go on end it. Yeah.
It's getting late. It's been y'all fun. Heard, yeah, it's late. Y'all late. Heard my wife.
But y'all in here.
My wife
ain't
crazy.
Y'all still in here.
Who y'all look?
Ain't nobody scared of mail.
Y'all look late. Going to Atlanta for Christmas. Can't wait. Want to see my family, brothers, sisters, mom, daddy. Mom, daddy, brothers, sisters. Y'all see everybody. And my aunties, cousins and all. Yeah, and that's what we're going to do. Chill out with the family. And look for some... what is it? Rental properties out there.
Are you going?
If possible.
Is it a business trip write off? The traveling?
Yep, that's exactly what Mel was talking about. We need to do something to business, that, and other.
That's a business trip write off. I don't get on a plane and it ain't a business trip.
There we go. See, you need to upgrade your friends. You know what I'm saying? And you start learning some things. You feel me?
What?
I'm looking at you. I was like, I ain't learned nothing from this. I'm talking about upgrade my friend. But anyway.
Shit. The best thing that ever happened to you outside of your family.
You sure. You're right. But that's what we're doing. Yeah, man. Christmas, family, friends. Make my rounds. See everybody.
Hey.
There we go.
You know where not to go and where to go.
Yeah, everybody.
Don't be going out there with that bullshit, goose.
Everybody in the trap going to meet me for brunch.
All right, yeah, y'all going to brunch?
Yeah.
All right.
That's exactly it.
Brunch it is.
Yep, they going to meet me for brunch.
Now, y'all know I'm here. My mama's here in town, so I'm Gucci. That used to be my thing. I'd always go back home, visit for the holidays. But since my dad passed away, mama comes out here for the holidays, and we – do the damn thing. I show her a good time. Then during the year, I go back home and visit family. But y'all know I love the holidays. Anybody that know me. So we're going to be doing the shopping. We're going to be doing the cooking, kicking back. This ends, like tonight, this episode ends my podcasting for the rest of the year. So I'm off on that aspect. I still got a vlog, still got to have content. Still doing that. But I love this time of year. I love, you know, just having random things. We have a holiday party coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are going to be there, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we got a holiday party coming up. That's a good time. Everything leading up to Christmas, New Year's. We kicking back. When y'all coming back?
The 4th, I believe.
The 4th? Mm-hmm. I was after New Year's.
Yep.
But, yeah, so that's my holiday season. I'm excited about some things I got the boys for Christmas. We're going to have fun with that. Mm. It's mainly for me, but.
Probably some binoculars or something.
Huh?
I said it's probably some binoculars.
Nah, it ain't no goddamn binoculars.
Microscope?
Now, why would it be my? It would be something I'd be interested in. Yeah. Hey, have you ever looked at a leaf through a microscope? You can see the cells.
In fourth grade.
You remember seeing the cells of like the living plant moving through the? It's intriguing. God is amazing.
It is.
Appreciate that, ho ass boy. Anyway, we're going to go on and wrap this up. Goose, go on. Let
you
know
can
what
catch
tell
me
you.
On IG at GOOLZBY and on Building with Goose on YouTube. You can also find my wife on Underreported on YouTube and I'm Not a Lawyer, But on TikTok. Thank you.
Absolutely. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ann on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ann on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. And if you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube, Tanksley TV, Let Us Tell It Podcast. And if you're watching, you can listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look below for the descriptions, or if you stream it. I don't know what that looks like over there, to be honest with you, because I ain't never streamed it. But y'all have a good one, fam. We'll holler at y'all next time. Patreon.
Happy holidays and happy new year to you.
Absolutely. God bless y'all.
I'll see you tomorrow, though, because I'm going live. I'm doing something.
Oh, yeah. Let me know, because we got a live to do, fixing shit with the Tanksleys. We're going to discuss time so we not on top of each other doing that whole thing. But we'll holler back at y'all. Patreon, stick around.